Welcome to the On the Road to Freedom podcast. We're so glad you joined us today. We can't wait to get into the Word with you and share some truth that's going to change your life. Make sure and hit the subscribe button and help us spread the word by rating and reviewing the show. You can also connect with us at mylan.org for more helpful resources. Now, let's get into today's show.
Welcome to On the Road to Freedom. I hope you're having an awesome day today.
Yeah.
Christy and I are having so, I love you, baby. You're looking so pretty in your little purple sunglasses. Come on. We are up here in Mendocino County, Northern California. Mm. It's on what they call the Pacific Coast Highway. It goes from down in San Diego all the way to up in Vancouver, British Columbia, on the western side of Canada, up through Seattle. Man, it's magnificent. For a motorcycle rider, we call it hog heaven.
Yeah,
man,
gorgeous.
It is just a beautiful place to ride. And I've been up through here many times, but I've never stopped. And just, we rented a place here, so it's quiet. It's in what they call the coastal redwoods, or the coastal sequoias. It's where you're getting these giant sequoias, and the guys will be showing you pictures of them. We're gonna be here for a few days, so we'll go in a different direction every day and get footage, and we're gonna try to show you this magnificent studio that God created just so that we could have this Bible study today.
That's right.
And study His Word, because our goal is for you to find out how good He is and how much He loves you.
Yes.
And that is something that God Almighty will demonstrate at your house this week, if you believe it, and if you'll receive it, and if you'll say it and expect it, you'll be amazed at what God is going to do in your life starting today.
Wow.
Go ahead, my darling.
Boy, that's the truth. You know, the more that we trust God, the better our life
gets. Yeah, come on.
And that's what this show is about, for you to grow in faith. You know, Jesus said in John 8:31 and 32, if you will continue in my word. Now, you should be getting this scripture by now if you've been watching our show for a while.
That's right.
So you can say it with me. If you will continue in my word, then you truly
be my disciples,
and you will know the truth.
What?
The truth.
You mean the thing that changes the facts?
That's right. You will know the truth, and the truth will
make you
free. That's right. So we are so thankful that you joined us. And Lord, and I want you to know, we may be teasing a little bit right now, but that scripture is powerful. It is the foundational scripture for a victorious life in Christ, growing in revelation of the Word of God.
That's right.
So that you can really enjoy all that Christ did for you, the
Amen.
Price that He paid, so that you could live free, free from depression, free from discouragement, free from lack, free from sickness and disease.
Fear.
Jesus wants
Praise
you
God.
Fear.
Free from fear.
Free from fear.
Free from loneliness and,
yes.
and discouragement and
That's
of
right.
every kind. Free
yes.
at last. Free indeed.
That's right.
Praise
right.
God.
And that is God's heart for you. That's our heart for you. That's why we do this show. Our faith is set today that you receive right now. You're receiving fresh revelation, new revelation to your heart and your mind that changes your outlook, changes your perspective.
Yes, it does.
And sets you on the road to freedom.
Let me share this with you. When I was a kid, man, I would watch Christians on TV, and I was trying to figure out, did they really have what they're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you'd see them, they'd be crying a lot, and then sometimes they'd be real intense and all.
Yeah.
We want you to see us having fun.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, when I was a kid, I was trying to figure out, is God real? I mean, is this something I really need to do to stop my world and just seek this God, I mean, that they're talking about? Is it working for them? That's what I was trying to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to see us having fun, because we ain't making this up.
No.
Everywhere we go,
Amen.
Everything we do, we're enjoying serving God. Now, I'm not saying that we enjoy when the devil attacks us or when we get sick or something, because those things come from the devil.
Yeah.
Satan is the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right.
But God said if we resist Him, He'll flee.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes He flees immediately. If we learn how to resist Him, that time between us beginning to resist and Him getting out of our lives and taking His symptoms and sickness and disease and you know, the poverty, lack, the things that He tries to do to steal your peace and your joy, You know, if we grow up in God and learn how to live by faith, then that's what we're trying to teach you.
That's right.
To, if you continue in the Word, and that's what you're doing today, you'll know the truth. And that will make you free from all the stuff the devil's trying to do.
Yes, that's
right. So we want you to know that that works for us. We're not here just to teach you what's in the Word. We're going to do that today. We're also here to testify.
Yeah.
This works.
It works.
It worked for me, or I would not be doing this show. This is not my job.
Mm-hmm.
God gave me, thank God, He gave me thousands of songs, and about almost 600 of them got recorded. And those songs and the royalties from those songs He gave me, it took me all over 50 years to write all those songs. But those are what take care of me and Christy. This is not my job. I don't get a big salary from this. In fact, when God told us to do this, we knew we probably weren't going to get paid for a while because we weren't going to do a cheesy version. We were either going to do it right. We didn't want it to look like what, you know, Christian stuff sometimes doesn't look as good as what the world has to offer. We're not going to do that. We believe that God's the creator, and whatever we do in the name of Jesus should be better, at least as good as what the world offers. So we're here today to encourage you, to build you up, and to tell you that God's in love with you, and He will prove it today.
Yes,
He will. If you'll let Him. Just by trusting Him and believing Him.
Yeah,
amen.
That's right. And we want you to know that the test comes to all of us.
Yeah,
there sure is a test called the testing of your faith.
Yes.
And so we're going to share some of that with you today. How
that's
do
right.
you pass the test? Well, the first place where you pass is in what you say. The words that you say
right,
in the
lady.
Midst of the trial are so key to your victory. In 2 Corinthians 4:13, it says, "And since we have the same spirit of faith, praise God, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke."
Yeah.
"And we also believe."
Come on.
"And therefore we speak." So you need to speak out what you believe. You know, the rest of the world, they are definitely speaking what they believe. You're hearing them say it all around us.
Everybody says what they believe.
Yeah,
sometimes they're saying, "Oh my God, I'm scared. People are getting laid off at the plant.
Right.
I don't want to get, I could lose my house."
Right.
If you believe that you could, then you're just using your faith to get yourself in a worse mess. But if you believe in God, you'll speak His word in those situations.
That's right. Instead, you'll be speaking like Job says, "When those things make you down and discouraged, we say there is a lifting up."
Ooh, come on,
"And exaltation has come, promotion's coming."
That's right.
What we say.
That's
so
what
that's
we
an
believe.
Example of how to pass the test is in saying what you believe in the midst of that trial
and
or challenge.
And you know what, baby? This would be a good time for you to testify what you told the doctor recently. I had to get you to calm down a little bit.
because I got a little riled up. You know, we went to a doctor recently, and he was presenting the facts to us. And
they found what they call a nodule. I was coughing a lot at Christmas, and so my doctor, I thought it was just the flu or, you know, I coughed a lot for about 6 or 8 weeks. So they did some x-rays and they found this thing. They call it a nodule. It was in my lung. And so they wanted to make sure it was nothing bad, that it was what they call benign. And so they ran some tests and they decided, "Oh, this doesn't look good." And then they went to the CAT scans and then the PET scans and they went, you know, and supposedly it lit up, and they used the word cancer a lot of times.
Right, they kept using that word, and so the doctor that we were meeting with, I had just had enough because he was trying to put so much fear on us. His words, you know, now I know Mylon's laughing, but this is serious to
it
me,
is
as you
serious.
Can tell.
Of course
death
it is.
And life is in the power of the tongue.
That's right.
So don't you let people speak words of death and curses
that's
over
right.
your life. You have to resist that, and you have to take authority in those situations. So
that's
he kept
right.
speaking death over Mylon. He kept speaking the law of sin and death. And so I had, at that point, yes, it was righteous indignation
Amen.
Rose up in me. And I said to him, I said, "My husband does not have cancer, and he never will."
And the doctor looked at her like, "Hey, I'm the doctor." But you know what? That's when authority rises up.
Yes.
The doctor supposedly was in authority. He's got the education.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the information, but he only knows about the facts.
Right.
You find out who's got real authority, when the Spirit of God rose up in Christy.
Yes.
And Christy,
yes.
What I was laughing about, I mean, this is serious.
Yeah.
You know, what they were saying was this could kill you.
Right.
And it's the kind of thing that makes you lose sleep. And it's the kind of thing that you start to worry and you fear if you're a doubter.
Right.
If you're an unbeliever. Mm-hmm. But if you're a believer, and if you believe God is honest, which we do,
yes.
Then what we had to do, I'm not laughing about what she did. I'm laughing about, I felt sorry for the doctor. Because the doctor found out when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon Miss Christy, little soft-spoken, sweet Miss Christy took authority over the devil right there and let him know it doesn't matter what the facts are.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, by his stripes, my husband was healed, and he still is, and he will continue to be.
Yes, that's right.
No matter what you find, the facts will change because we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And we speak to any problems that we have in our... We resist the devil.
We resist the devil.
If the devil tries to kill us,
that
we're not saying, oh, okay, I guess I got this and that and the other,
right.
And I'm going to die in 6 months, and it's going to be horrible. No, we don't want anybody feeling sorry for us.
Right.
Some people, when the doctor tells them something, they go and start whining to everybody because they'd rather have sympathy than to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any sympathy.
Mm-mm.
I want to be around here another 10 or 20 years from now, unless Jesus comes, helping people to get to heaven that would have gone to hell. That's what I'm anointed to do. That's why we're on this show today.
Yes.
Amen. I read this the other day and I thought it was amazing. God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things.
Yes.
For example, Jacob was a cheater, David had an affair, Paul was a murderer, Jonah ran from God, Gideon was insecure, Thomas was a doubter, Moses stuttered, Sarah was impatient, Abraham was old, and Lazarus was dead. What's your excuse? But God has chosen the foolish things of this world to put to shame the wise.
Yes, yes.
And God has chosen the weak things of this world to put to shame the things which are mighty, 1 Corinthians says. I don't know about you, but I believe that we can change the world by sharing the Word of God. And that's why we're here. If you want to do something extraordinary,
yes.
Go to Milan.org, join Team Milan, and me and you and Christy, and Jesus will change the world.
So you must resist the devil, and you do that using your words. When Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days and nights and endured temptation from the evil one, he defeated every challenge with these words, "It is written." And he said to the devil, the devil said to him, and he said to the devil, it is written.
Yes.
So you have to speak the word of God. You have to say it.
You can't just think it.
You can't just think it.
It won't do any good.
And you know, let me say this. Let me clarify. We are thankful for doctors. We are grateful for godly doctors. But in this situation, we ended up being at a doctor who was not a believer. So we always seek out those doctors who are on God's side, who are believers, and we pray for them. But we are not opposed to doctors. We're thankful for them because they're against sickness and disease just like we are. But in this situation, it would have been wiser if we had gotten godly counsel.
We were in an emergency situation,
that's
according
right.
to them. We travel all the time, which means by the way, to go to this pulmonary guy, we had to, it took us, what, months?
Yeah, it was a month.
It took us a month of waiting, and one other doctor had to get us to this doctor.
Right, right.
And we're traveling and doing TV and preaching all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So when this guy, we didn't know. We thought from a believer that we got advice from that he was a believer, and we had to find out the hard way. Well, here's what the Bible says, and this is important. Happy is the man.
Yes.
This is Psalm 1.
Mm-hmm.
Happy is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Yeah.
If you want to be happy, you can't go to an ungodly doctor. Mm-hmm. I found out the hard way.
Yeah, we did.
Got all this information from this guy, and he kept telling me that I was going to dehydrate this horrible situation that could kill me and everything. I had to finally say, look, I'm going to go get a second opinion. I don't want to be dishonorable or disrespectful. But I am going to go get another opinion because what I'm going to get is someone who sees that the facts have changed.
Yeah, I mean.
They're going to find out that what they thought was a possibility is not a possibility in my life. Mm-hmm. I am going to die someday, but it's going to be when God's ready. I'm going to go to sleep and wake up in heaven or something. You know, it's going to be a simple, peaceful, and easy transition.
Right, but not until you have finished your course with joy.
With joy and done everything that God called me to do.
That's right.
I'm not going to die because the devil killed me. I'm going to die because it's my turn to come to heaven.
Yeah.
And that's God's business, not mine. Until then, I want to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might.
Amen.
And you do too, praise God.
That's right.
Now, we all get tested. And it's important that you understand, James was the brother of the half-brother of Jesus Christ. They had the same mother. James didn't get born again until he didn't believe on Jesus, even though he'd lived with him his whole life, until God raised Jesus from the dead.
Yeah.
And James wrote the book of James, and man, it is so cool. It says, consider it pure joy. Now, this is James 1 and verse 2. We're talking about how to pass the tests in life.
Yes, that's right.
I just told you about a test that I had to pass, and we testified about how we had to go about it. But you've had tests in your life.
That's right.
You have tests with finances, with your health. If you haven't lived long enough, you live long enough, you'll be tested in your health.
Mm-hmm.
Or someone you love or believe, or accidents, and all kind of the devil attacks us.
Mm.
It says, consider it, verse 2 of James 1. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith, that's what we're talking about, the testing of your faith, produces perseverance. It produces the ability to deal with it and not quit, to persevere when it gets tough. The tough get going, amen?
Amen.
Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. That's the will of God for me and you.
Yes.
If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. And that's good news, people. God will give you generously whatever you ask Him for, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, here's the key to getting what you ask God for. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt. You must believe God. And what does it mean to believe God? You're not afraid it's not going to work.
Yeah.
You're not afraid it might not happen. But what if God... No, don't even listen to people who talk like that. Read the Bible. Listen to what God says, not what everybody else says. They don't know. The truth is what God says. I'm going to read it to you again. But when you ask God, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea. And if you watch these waves out here, man, I'm sure they're going to show you some good. They're going to send that drone out there and ride the crest of those big waves. I mean,
that's right.
When you see those waves of the sea, they're blown and tossed by the wind.
Yes.
That person that doesn't really believe, but that lives in doubt, it says that person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord.
Wow.
Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do.
Wow.
Now, my brother and sister, can you see why God couldn't trust that, an unstable, double-minded person? Well, I trust God one day, but when it really gets bad and they tell me I got cancer, well, I don't trust Him anymore because it looks like it's really bad. Listen, I was committed to a church in Atlanta, Georgia, where I grew up. I got born again in 1980. And I was going to church every time the door opened. I was even working there as a janitor in the beginning so I could go to Bible school. I was going to church every day. I was reading my Bible every day. I was praying in the Spirit and praying in the understanding every day of my life. I read the whole Bible twice a year for 7 years. I just had that habit. I was so hungry for the things of God when I got born again. And He delivered me from heroin and cocaine and all the addictions that I had. I mean, I never got high again. I never got drunk again. I never touched another woman that I was not married to. I mean, believe me, miracles happened that day that I got born again in my life. I knew I had come in contact with God.
Amen.
And I was seeking Him, but I was still in debt. I was still sick. I still had doubts. I mean, I was a serious seeker of God. Mm-hmm. But I was depressed at times.
Yeah.
All I'm telling you is that religion will not set you free. In order to be free, you have to know the truth. When you have the knowledge of something, I know that this is my wife. I'm not thinking it might be Christy. I know Christy. Mm-hmm. I believe this is Christy.
Right.
When you know God, and you know His word is the truth, the devil can't scare you, and neither can death.
Thank you.
Jesus came and took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. Man, and He gave us the keys to the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, people, man. This is, all I'm telling you is how to pass the test.
Mm-hmm.
When the doctor said I got cancer, I said, no, I don't. And even if it's on my body, it will die and get off of my body in Jesus' name.
That's right.
Because the Son of God said that by His stripes I was healed.
Yes.
And I believe it.
I believe it. Amen.
And so He is my healer. He is Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals me. The test is how you find out what you really believe.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, when you're in school, you've heard me use this analogy if you've been watching us for many years. I use it ever so often. If you're in the fifth grade and they give you the information, you study. At the end of the semester, they give you a test. At the end of the year, if you pass that test, then you're in the sixth grade. You get promoted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you were in the fifth grade and you fail that test, and then you fail the next test and the next test, you keep failing those tests, you can change schools, but you're still in the fifth grade.
Yeah.
You can change wives, you can change churches, but you're still in the fifth grade when you get to the next church until you pass the test. That's when you get promoted.
Mm-hmm.
A test is actually a good thing when it comes from God because it can get you, you know, you can't do better until you pass the test.
That's right. But the good news is we can pass the test. And what's wonderful is once we pass the test, we go to the next grade. We get promoted. Hallelujah. So that's a good thing.
Yes, it
Amen.
Is.
Amen. We want to continue to press on towards the upward goal in Christ Jesus. And the only way to go up in Christ is to keep passing the test.
That's good.
That's why this is so important. And so to believe God, that God is honest in the midst of the challenge, how you pass the test, that's what we're discussing today. In Mark 11, 23 and 24 is so key to your victory. And it says, Jesus said, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, we've been talking to you about what you say in the midst of the test.
Amen.
Jesus said, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea and does not doubt in his heart.
That's
we've discussed
right.
that. But believes that those things he says will be done, he will have. These are all absolute terms. If you believe it will be done, then you will have whatever you say. Therefore, I say to you, whatever, again, absolute, you ask when you pray, believe that you receive it and you will have them. Now, this
Amen.
Is so key. We don't believe it when we see it. We believe it when we pray it. Amen. That's right.
That's when you apply your faith.
That's when you apply your faith, when you pray.
All that means is that you're treating God like He's honest. Now, you want to please God? You want to bless God? You can't bless Him without believing Him.
Mm-hmm.
You can't please God without faith.
Yeah, that's it.
What is faith? It's when you pray, you believe, you receive it. Why? Because you're treating God with honor. Because you're letting Him know, I believe you are God.
Yes.
I reverence you. I respect you, sir. I know that you tell the truth and you are my God. And you do miracles in my life because you love me. When you treat God with that honor, He treats you with His honor. And that's when the power of God flows in your life.
Right. And you know, this is a perfect analogy. You see the ocean behind us, and Jesus said, that mountain, whatever you're facing, that situation that's so big that you can't think about how to get out of it, get around it, or get through it, or above it, when that mountain of that issue that you're dealing with, when you believe in your heart, when you pray, and you say to it, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, you see this ocean around us, then it says, you will have it. You will have it.
And a mountain is a big thing, but compared to that sea behind me,
that
ain't
that's
nothing,
it.
Babe.
That's
I mean, you can put 75 mountains in that baby. It is big,
that's
and you're only
right.
seeing a teensy part of
right.
it.
Right, and the more that you practice that, your faith grows, and that's where you get to fully persuaded faith.
Yeah. Amen. And that's the goal, by the way. Fully persuaded means you have no doubt. You're not double-minded.
That's right.
You're not being tossed by the winds and the waves. Mm-hmm. Romans 4, verse 20 and 21 says, yet he did not waver through unbelief. We're talking about Abraham, the father of faith. He did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God being fully persuaded.
Fully persuaded.
Gave glory to God being fully persuaded.
Yeah.
That's how you give glory to God. You have no doubt.
Yeah.
Being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised. And I'm going to close with this. 1 John 5 and verse 4 says, whatever is born of God overcomes the world.
Yes.
And this is the victory that overcomes the world,
even our faith.
We are fully persuaded.
Yes, we are.
Say it with me. I am fully persuaded.
I am fully persuaded.
Say this with me. I believe that God is honest.
That God is honest.
I believe that His Word is true.
His Word is true.
I believe that He's healed my body.
He's healed my body.
That He's touched my mind.
He's touched my mind.
He has set me free from addictive behavior.
He has set me free from addictive behavior.
He has set me free from the bondage that held me down.
He has set me free from the bondage that held me down.
Praise God.
I believe
He's doing that in your life today.
Amen. So if anything you've heard today, you want to study it out, check out this teaching, God is Honest, at Mylan.org. Pick it up today and continue in the Word, because that will keep you on the road to freedom.